This is a replay of the 4th of July, 2023 WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We're live as Independence Day 2023, and I hope you'll join me. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, more to the point, I hope you'll call me. Yeah, if it's on your mind, it's on mine. And of course, last night during music trivia, I said, let's wait a day to talk about Dick Biondi. And how could you not talk about Dick Biondi? I think his family did the right thing, not releasing it for a week so that the family could privately grieve over the passing. And at 90 years old, it was a life well lived. But nonetheless, it is an absolute loss for radio. That is for sure, because it's the old, they don't make them like that anymore. There's a couple of guys still around, but for the most part, one by one, we're losing them all if we haven't already. And I picked out a couple air checks. You've probably been hearing them all day yesterday. And, you know, I can't overstate Bob Surratt's importance to Dick Biondi, because he was sitting in North Myrtle Beach, and apparently not many people knew it. I knew it because, of course, beach music country, you know, so I'd go on down, listen to WNMB, and Billy Smith had a beach show, and then here's Dick Biondi. And I said, the Dick Biondi? Yeah. Well, why is he here? Golf. And he was there for 10 years doing Morning Drive at WNMB. And then Bob found him and featured him. And next thing you know, he was back in Chicago. And it was absolutely the loss of Myrtle Beach. But it was Chicago's gain, where he had been so popular. But interestingly, it's funny, he was asked once how many radio stations he worked at, and he said 23, and they said, how many you've been fired from? And he said 23. And that's that's fairly true. And there's a lot of stories about why Dick Biondi got fired. But often it was not what he said on the air, it was what he did off it, such as WLS, and maybe we'll talk about that if you haven't heard that. But it is Independence Day, so for God's sakes, keep your pets close by, because this is just a night of horror for particularly for dogs, with the sound of the fireworks and all that. So comfort your animals and grab your phone and call us. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. At WGN Radio. Now, Eduardo is going to kick it off in Tampa Bay tonight. So, Eduardo, well, the fireworks are probably pretty much over. What do you know?
Oh, yeah, and you're right about that. Well, they're still going on here in my in the background over here. In Chicago, this would have started like a couple of days ago, so yeah. It's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, and lately you wonder, is it fireworks or shooting?
Right. Yeah, I wondered that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Florida and Chicago. Yeah.
Well, good. So, you're there in a humid Independence Day. I assume you are ensconced inside in the air conditioning.
Oh yeah, I'm in the back of my house here. Although they didn't wake up Mom. Mom's still sleeping away.
Good for her.
We got a, I guess the sound here is pretty good.
Good for her.
Right. Yeah. I was almost thinking about going to D.C. to do that that Capital Four they have on PBS every 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a storm on the East Coast, and then the shortage of the the cancellations and short of staff and all that, and that kind of like kind of held me back. So I kind of took a pass on that. But I got to see it on TV. So that they had Chicago be the anchor, singing their 25 or 6 to 4 on Saturday in the park. So that was nice.
Yeah, 4th of July in D.C. used to be when Carl C. McIntyre was still alive. He was a preacher and extremely right-wing. He was the guy who actually said, without meaning it to be a joke, send a dollar to kill a commie for Christ. But he used to do this march every year on 4th of July on Washington. And so every time I think about Washington 4th of July, that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second is, it's hard to believe, but my God, it's, I guess, 39 years ago right now, 4th of July. I had to host a Billboard radio convention in D.C. on the 4th of July. Yeah, so remember it well, yes, at the L'Enfant Plaza, of all things, which had become famous just before that, because that's where, I think Lee Iacocca, was that his name? The dope deal for his car manufacturing, the DeLorean. No, I guess it was the DeLorean, whoever that guy was. But anyway, I digress. But so, yeah, lots of 4th of July memories.
I heard on KFI that because they were interviewing Mike Love from the Beach Boys.
Oh, sure.
And he says, I guess they were doing, I don't know if it was the Capitol Four or a different date, but it was in D.C.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, somebody from the cabinet, I think it was the Secretary of War, he says to the Beach Boys, no, we don't want you guys playing around. You guys are a nuisance. And then he got a phone call from Nancy Reagan, and that went to 180 and says, oh, welcome back, Beach Boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, they were a main fixture for years, and then they were disinvited and then reinvited, and ultimately it ended after a few years. But yes, that was a big brouhaha when they were uninvited and then reinvited. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the first I heard about it. I thought it was interesting since they were doing that concert today.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I like the... My favorite part is the cannons. That kind of like stands out because the fireworks, you can see that anywhere, but I like the cannons that they shoot at the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, the guy who disinvited the Beach Boys was James Watts. He was the Interior Secretary.
Right. Yeah, I forgot the name. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that that well.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the year before I had my convention. That was 83. And, Watt not only was down on the Beach Boys, but rock and roll in general, especially quote-unquote hard rock, because it would bring the wrong element to D.C. he actually said that. And so what did he invite? Do you know? Did you find out who Watt invited in place of the Beach Boys?
No, they didn't mention that.
Oh, you'll love it. Wayne Newton to provide a more patriotic family-based
Wayne
entertainment. Yeah. And even Bush, who was vice president at the time, was really dismayed. And everybody in the Reagan administration kind of went nuts over that.
Yeah. Well, they zoomed in on, and this guy goes, I see him all the time on shows, I think he's in charge of the, is it telecommunications or something? Ed Markey from Massachusetts. Yeah. So they showed him there. Mm-hmm. He's the only one they showed, but that was kind of funny seeing him there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but while I was doing the convention in 1984, the Beach Boys were back, and I think they drew 500,000 people.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Back then, that I'm sure the concerts are really great because now they got, they really kind of fall off as far as music acts.
Yeah,
but, I'm glad they had somebody, at least somebody like Chicago on there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I saw this, I'm reading this book here. It says, How Not to Die, Michael Greger, M.D. And one of the lines here says, bilberries, gained notoriety during World War II when it was said that pilots in the British Royal Air Force were eating bilberry jam to improve their night vision, but actually was a lie because it really was the radar.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, yes, yeah. I have not read it, but I have seen it. Yeah, How Not to Die. And I know there's he's got a daily dozen of foods you should eat. But yeah, I was afraid to read that. I'm sure that I don't eat a one of them.
Yeah, I mean, because mom has arthritis, and I guess she could only see from one eye, because when she was in Mexico and working there, something ricocheted, so she could only see from one eye.
Oh, jeez. Well, I think it was like three servings of beans and a serving of berries and other fruits and other vegetables.
Lentils.
And
lentils was on there.
Flax seeds. Yeah. All right. Well, it's better I don't know. But
yeah, they got tart. And is it pronounced Jolie? G-O-J-I?
Oh, goji juice. I assume it is goji. I don't drink it, but
goji,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's goji. No thanks. I'll just take fries with that. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yep. Maybe I'll call Thursday. But
I hope so.
Have a good show, and happy Ford, everyone.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just realized one of my radio stations is choreographing the firework display that the big mining company is putting on, and I just realized I better check to make sure that's lined up to actually go. And here I am, since at least in one county in Arizona they're expecting it, and I forgot earlier to check. So I think I'll do that right now, and then we'll come back and talk to Don and Beloit and Bruce and Elwood, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio. Well, that's beach music. Yeah, speaking about Dick Biondi on WNMB. Well, Fontella Bass and Bobby McClure. Yes, it was Renard Minor who requested that. And what a fine record it was, 1965 on Checker. Yeah, Fontella Bass, Bobby McClure. Don't mess up a good thing. Yeah, and Fontella Bass would be 83. She would have turned 83 yesterday on Jerry Blavitt's 83rd birthday. So sadly, neither of them are with us any longer. It was a tough ending for her. She died right after Christmas in 2012, and it was tough. She had a lot of stuff going on, just 72 years old. And she was just excellent. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And let's see, we've got Don in Beloit. What's happening tonight, Don?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for taking my call. And happy 4th of July, you and John.
You too.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, maybe later, you know, in honor of Dick Bignani, maybe you should play Please Please Me just because he was the first to play it, you know, in the States.
Well, I might, but I'll also play some of Dick when he was on WKBW in Buffalo and also when he was on KRLA in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's great because his intros were just precious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got a KB tape, including him doing a live commercial for Gillette. But why I saved it, actually, wasn't even Dick Biondi. It was back then, and of course, you'll often hear radio stations when they don't have commercial time sold. They'll do a little plug about, you know, hey, your business could be here type thing. Well, KRLA had KBW had a jingle for it. I'll let you hear that, too.
Well, they sure did, but I grew up with WKBW, and you, if you didn't put that number one sign on your car, yeah, you were just a complete loser. Danny, I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, the DJ in the mornings, maybe
Danny Nevereth.
Oh, my God. It was just,
yeah, Danny Nevereth, my God. And that's right. And, you know, even as recent as a decade ago, he could walk down the street and just be, you know, mobbed by people. He was a true star, yes, in Buffalo. You betcha.
And every single song that they played had a special Danny. Remember, the WKBW made their own little chorus and jingles long before that was popular.
Oh, I know. I know. As far as I know, Danny is still alive.
Oh, my. He was just the best. He was amazing. And I blew my mind when I found out Dick Biondi had been with them. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. No, before Joey Reynolds. Yes, absolutely. So,
Let's say, you know, it's 1971, you know, Don from Beloit is hanging out at some pool and, you know, suburban Buffalo. And let's say a Wings song came on with Paul McCartney and Wings, right? But WKBW had their own little intro to that. And you'd be like, wow, is that part of the song? I didn't know that.
That actually wasn't only KB. That was a syndicated jingle package. Stations from all over the country bought it so that the intros were their own.
It
wasn't just KB. But yes, back in those days, that was when Sandy Beach was reigning supreme also.
It's about 71, maybe 70, something like that.
And of course, that's when Jack Armstrong was doing nights.
Absolutely. Well, I had a little fun night with Dick Biondi. I don't know. It was a bar. I just moved to Chicago, but some of my older Buffalo friends were coming into town for a convention, and these guys were all, and gals were all into this old, you know, 50s sock hop stuff. And I didn't tell them where we're going, but this was like a bar. Maybe somebody else would know this, but like maybe a half mile south of Wrigley, there was a bar that he spun records. And I think he sometimes was on the air when he did this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weeknight, like maybe 1987, Clark, maybe near Roscoe. And it was on the east side of Clark. It was a big windows, and people would just dance and spin his record. He shook everybody's hand when they came in. It was Buffalo friends went crazy over it. I just loved it.
That's about the time he came back. And again, Bob Surratt can be thanked for that because he had been at WNMB in Myrtle Beach, and he came back and to BBM FM first and then to Tragic Magic and, later, I think LSFM. But in any event, yes. So that was a big deal. But I remember when I was in Rockford, even in 92, I was amazed because he was at Magic then. And on the weekends, he was doing remotes from car lots. And I said, oh, my good God, because, you know, I was tired just thinking about it. And he, a good 20 years older than me, well, not a good 20, but, you know, more than a decade older than me, was just on it. Absolutely on it. So it's great. Yeah.
Well, Jonathan Landecker and Bob Surratt have been full of stories this week on it. It's just great. And they said one thing was that he was just the same energy on the air as he was in person. He was exactly the same kind of person when they thought with him.
Yeah.
It was fun. Well, one thing was that in the Radio Hall of Fame induction, right?
Stay where you are. We're going to find out what's going on in the world at large, and we'll be right back to it on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And if you turn your records over, that's very familiar to you because it's the flip side of I Do Love You. Chess Records, 1965. Keep Loving. And Renard Minor wrote that along with Carl Smith and Billy Davis. And, of course, Renard wrote a lot of wonderful things. And that was just one of them. Yeah. So, in fact, he left me a message saying, play Keep Loving. I said, hey, you don't have to twist my arm for that. Happy to do it. 888-876-5593. We're talking to Don in Beloit, who I rudely interrupted. So, carry on.
That's okay. Oh, chess, boy. Chess has everything. Everything you do on chess was great. They just had great tastes and signing people that were great.
They did a wonderful job. I agree.
Well, I just have one more thing that, you know, so we flash forward in 1998. He, Dick Biondi, is inducted in Chicago at the Radio Hall of Fame. Wow. I mean, I just thought you would appreciate this, that, you know, holy cow, the others were just amazing. I mean, it was what a field, you know. Bing Crosby, Dick Biondi, that Detroit Tigers guy, Ernie Harwell, like super legend, right?
Right.
Tom Joyner, the ABC guy, Tom Joyner.
The fly jock, yes, of course.
And then they also had the Car Talk guys, that Tom and Ray Magliozzi.
Mm-hmm.
Dick was in quite a cast of characters there.
Absolutely.
I suppose Bing, of course, was an early radio huge star. I guess that's why he was brought in then as well.
And you can go to RadioHallOfFame.com and see the 2023 nominees, and you can see every year as well, find out who was inducted, if that is your thing. So, it's an interesting
Raleigh,
group.
You are the Hall of Fame to all of us.
No, thank you.
I am not the only one to say that.
No.
You are our Hall of Fame every single night.
Well, that's very kind of you. But no, I want to leave no footprint, none whatsoever. No Halls of Fames, no obits, no nothing. I'll just disappear one day and, you know, give it a few years and people will say, who? And that'll be just the way I want it.
I know you say that.
Yeah,
well, listen, thank you and John, and I'll let you have a great show,
right.
And I'll listen in the rest of the show and have a great one.
Thanks, appreciate it. And I will play some Biondi, like I say, because some of that stuff is just priceless. And I know a lot of the Chicago air checks, I'm sure, have been on the radio for the last few days since it was announced. Nobody was surprised that at 90 Dick Biondi passed away, but I think everybody was sad. Bruce and Elwood, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. It was hot here today.
Yeah.
I just want to mention how insidious information gathering is. I had something happen to me yesterday that I really didn't expect, okay? So I was in my car riding, and I had my Bluetooth hooked in. I only use that for, handless phone conversations. I don't use, like, Spotify or any music apps or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to XM,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to old-time radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice Fibber McGee and Molly on.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove around, listened to Fibber McGee and Molly, and enjoyed it. So I got home, and about an hour later, I opened up my phone, my Facebook, and it comes up with, I'm scrolling down, it comes up with a suggested for you, a Fibber McGee and Molly Facebook page.
Of course.
I mean, how did my phone know I was listening to Fibber McGee and Molly on my car?
Oh, you'd be very surprised, and there's so many different ways. So if you're interested, you can Google that and read all of them. But I always say you're tracked within an inch of your life.
Oh, I was just shocked, you know, because, like I said, I was hooked up with my Bluetooth, but I only use that if I get a phone call or something.
Right.
Because we got hands-free law here.
Right.
But it knew what I was listening to on FM.
Yep.
XM.
Sure it did. Oh, I know, and you'll see. It's actually the algorithms for that are pretty good. If you've searched for anything that you could buy, you know, a product or a service, man, that'll show up on that timeline so fast it'll make your head spin.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I'm not on any old radio Facebook pages or anything even connecting me to it. And yet,
it
was an hour after I listened to Fibber McGee and Molly on my radio in the car that my phone knew it.
Yeah, absolutely. Not surprising. I wish it was.
And it's just getting scary out there.
Well, you know, I mean, absolutely that's true, by the way. But anybody who thinks there is any privacy is fooling themselves. And anybody who thinks there is a secure database is also fooling themselves. There just aren't. Some of them are harder to crack. But to say secure, I wouldn't use the word for that for anything online.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because a couple of weeks ago, I used to ride motorcycles. I don't ride anymore, but my nephew called and we were talking. He's looking at buying a new motorcycle and we talked about a new Harley Davidson. And sure enough, an hour later when I opened up my Facebook page, I had all these ads for Harley Davidson dealers
right
near me. But I'm only talking on my phone. It's two different things.
Well, no,
I know
it's not. You know, people, by the way, some go over the top and think, well, the phone's listening to what I say, you know, that kind of, it's not that. It doesn't even have to be, but it's not. So don't feel that that's what's going on. But, yeah, if you want to, if you want to read about it, you easily can.
Yeah, I think I will look into that. It struck me as so strange.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, here I'm scrolling, and here comes a picture of Fibber McGee and Molly up on my Facebook page.
You can start by understanding exactly how cookies work and go from there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I'll be, and it's just not that, you know, one-sentence explanation, but absolutely you're tracked within pretty much an inch of your life. And the reason for that is not because Big Brother is listening, but that a big advertiser wants to be able to target ads because, you know, that's the advertiser's dream, of course, only reaching prospects. And that's why over 40 years now, demographics and ratings came out so that you would know you were, you know, allegedly reaching the 25, 34-year-old female or what have you, or later the 25, 54-year-old adult. And so that was to narrow down, well, we would just want our prospects. Well, now, online, qualified leads, you know, so it's much more about how to market the online ad than it is to worry about that, you know, you've contacted the government or whatever. Although, I will say anybody who thinks that the government isn't aware exactly what you're doing is a complete moron. Of course they do. And there's not lost on me why the big data center is in Draper, Utah. All right. I'll let you figure that out for yourself. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And yeah, Dick got to KB. And it probably was, at the time, the station for which he was most well-known, although he had come from WHOT in Youngstown right before that. And before that, he was in Louisiana. And it was a very interesting education for him in Louisiana because that is where, and this is early on, too, that is where he found out how important R&B was and what was available in the R&B field long before anybody was playing it. When he started out, he wasn't doing music. Dick was ultimately wanted to be a sportscaster, but he was working in New York, and he, I think, was born in Endicott, and so his first job wasn't all that far from it. WNIR in Binghamton, and in fact, I think Rod Serling was there at the time, and there was a sportscaster who taught him how to talk, because at that point Dick, you know, had a colloquial accent, to say the least, and he really paid attention and started to get into play-by-play. And it's funny, he once said, "I have scars on my leg where they kicked me." And the sportscaster would teach him pronunciation, and then when Dick would screw up, he'd just kick him in the leg on the air. And so he in fact did learn how to talk, to say the least. And not that that's necessarily a requisite when you're playing top 40 records, but he got a job as a sportscaster in Alexandria. And from there, the guy who hired him had gone to KSYL, and that is when Dick Biondi played his first record on the radio. And he did a late-night show, and, you know, on the one hand, it was laid-back and almost like a Franklin McCormick sound, but it was not a Franklin McCormick content as far as that. He was playing R&B like Joe Liggins or, you know, Buddy Johnson. Or yeah, the show was called Jammin' Jive, and... He was playing Fats Domino before anybody knew who that was, and you know, it went from there. And so, you know, from there to Youngstown to WHOT. And HOT was, you know, no pun intended, really a hot station. It was. And so that's where he got the attention of the folks at WKBW, which, of course, blanketed the East Coast. You know, up and down the East Coast, you could hear KB, and it's 50,000 watts. And with that in mind, 1960. Yeah, that's what it was. And Dick, a young Dick Biondi in Buffalo.
What it takes. One more time, bro.
Boy, I sure like that song. Oh, boy, it looks like it's going to get even higher. Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now, remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky's. Here's Jack Scott on the Dick Biondi program.
What in the world's come over you? Love.
What in the world's come over you? Jack Scott from Big KB. Want to say hello to everybody at St. Joseph's and Bennett, everybody over at East, Canisius and Lafayette. And now, here we go, the Dick Biondi Pick of the Week. If that one isn't a hit, I'll buy Moose and Gene Nelson and Jack Kelly the best meal the Normandy has to offer every day for a week. Oh, that is great, isn't it? You better believe it. Speaking of something else that is great, listen to this group. They got everything you could want, I think.
We got the chairs and the snacks.
And the glasses and the racks.
Got the people and the chips.
And a couple of different dips.
But who's got the bud? Who's got the bud?
An invitation from the King of Beers. Live life, every golden minute of it. Enjoy Budweiser, every golden drop of it.
Where there's life, there's Bud. You may have thought of everything.
Life called Golden Bud.
And we're sure you did.
Who got the bud?
We got the bud.
Where there's life, there's Bud.
Oh, there's nothing like a cool one, is there? Hey, by the way, I want to take a moment to say thank you to Link Ray, who called us from Washington, D.C. earlier today. We're talking about our wonderful time up at the Trenton Community Gardens in Trenton, Ontario. Remember the last time we were there and all the fun we had? I want to thank everybody up there in Trenton for that great night we had. And thank you, Link. We're looking forward to seeing you again soon. By the way, just a second before any further. You know, we have had so many nice appearances. First of all, because WKBW reaches out so far, 17 states, all the way down to Florida and all up in Canada. But I do want to say thank you to Norman Bowie up there in Saco, Maine. We were up there, remember, for that wonderful, wonderful time at the Thornton Academy with the dance and everything. And you remember I told you when I got back about that wonderful lobster? I'd never forget that. Right out of the ocean. The first time in my life I've ever had lobster. It was great. And I want to thank everybody who was at the appearance up there at the dance. And I just can't say thank you enough. And we've been asked to go back up again to the Thornton Academy in Saco, Maine. And if I keep this job, I guarantee you we'll be back because I want more of that Maine lobster. This is Dick Biondi, and you're listening to the Big WKBW in Buffalo, New York.
Are you constantly on the go, trying to improve your status quo? Well, good for you and lots of luck, but you need help when making a buck.
Keep in the know with Living Radio. Keep on the go with Living Radio. On your mark, get set. Ready, go with WKBW Buffalo.
This is Dick Biondi on Big KB. Want to say hello to Marge McNeil and everybody at Amherst Central. The Hollywood Argyle sing.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. Right, Daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur.
The Hollywood Argyles and Ollie-oop. I love that song.
Get 'em, man. Like Hipsville.
All right, that's great. All right, let's get back to business. and want to talk to you about Gillette. Especially you guys. If you're going to start shaving in the next 2 or 3 weeks, the next month or so, why don't you do it the right way? Remember what we tell you every night. Get yourself the Gillette blade. There is nothing that gets those whiskers off faster and cleaner. Now, when I say gets them off faster, I don't mean you have to rush through your shave. You know, no. Because shaving is a very important part of your day. After all, you're becoming a man, right? Right. Now, here's what you do. You get up in the morning, or if you're going out before a date, something like that, you know, you wash your face with soap and water, rinse it off, leave it wet. Then you get the shaving cream, and you put it all over your face. Now, put a lot of it on. You know, not too much, but a lot. And then you let it sit there. You don't shave right as soon as you put the shaving cream on. That's no good. You let it sit on your face a few minutes. Then take that Gillette razor. There is nothing that will get that beard off so quick as a Gillette razor blade. Look for it. Remember, the smoothest, finest shave you have ever had is a Gillette shave. Take it from me. And I've shaved off a lot of beard. You'll never have a finer shave than with a Gillette. Try it, will you?
Look sharp. Feel sharp. Be sharp. The only way to get a decent shave is Gillette.
Maurice Williams, stay.
And there you have it. We'll pick it up right there with Stacy, with Jane, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio.
They're a cool, crazy kitten, and I love the booby arby, trim, neat and pretty. I don't mean maybe booby arby, booby arby, mad about you all the time.
Booby arby, booby arby, booby arby.
You're a real gone cookie, and I love the booby arby, dancing up the storm. Get warm, booby arby is a hobby with you.
When I take you by the hand, something wonderful takes command. Booby, I do understand.
Booby arby, booby arby, love is great.
So come on, you people, dong darling, booby arby doesn't mean a thing.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and those are the Platters. Yeah, those are the Platters I love. Before they were ever on Mercury, when they were on the Federal label, they were doing Booby Abby. And original member David Lynch would have turned 94 yesterday, born in 1929 in St. Louis. Sadly, died way too young, 1981 in Long Beach, just 51 years old. But so I figured we should play some Platters there. 888-876-5593. Stacy is in Algonquin. What's up tonight, Stacy?
Hello, Raleigh. Happy 4th of July.
Yes, indeed.
I missed you Thursday. I couldn't even say have a good weekend to you. It was the last minute.
Oh, well, that happens. You know, when the clock hits, go, I do.
So how has your 4th been?
You know, working and talking to you now.
Well, we had, the girls and I had a good garage sale.
Yay!
And it was all from all of Raldo's tools.
Wow.
And then, you know, Tracy goes downstairs and she's bringing up more tools. So I said, oh my God, how much is down there?
Wow.
But that's what the men like. They were just buying those tools.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure, yeah. And some of those old ones, they don't make them like that anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
And I never, you know, they're doing the fireworks and everything, and I just listen. I don't say anything.
Okay.
They started them over the weekend.
Well, it's a crowd pleaser, yeah. to be sure. And of course, it was quite the wet weekend, so you didn't have to worry about Chicago burning down. You know, if you're in a really, drought prone area or in the desert, you know, everybody holds their breath when it comes time to fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, with all the rain.
Well, you're lucky you got the rain. Of course, we don't have the rain, so yeah. we wait for the neighborhood to go up.
Oh, my gosh. No, we had rain, but we're pretty lucky. I mean, not like other places where they got flooded.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway, could I have a request
Yep.
for a different a different Alan Jackson song.
Which one?
And I like Kenny Rogers.
Okay, what Alan Jackson?
He's got so many. I'm going to let you pick out another one.
Okay.
And I'll have to listen so I don't miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll get you something by Alan Jackson. Now, remember, I just see the titles. I have no idea what any of these songs sound like. So I find out when I'm playing them. So I will pick a title that interests me, and hopefully you'll like it.
Yeah, and Kenny Rogers, like Island in the Stream.
No, I will never play Island in the Stream. I will never do that.
No,
that record sucks pond water. I will never play anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, hate that stuff. You know, you can find any adult contemporary station playing that garbage. I won't. Now, by the way, for people who love it, that's terrific. But remember, the purpose of the bumpers is to keep me doing the show. And I think, by the way, we've just gone to the news. I think our board op wisely just went to the news. So you and I are just talking off the air now. But no, these are for me. And if you request something I'm willing to play, I'll do it. But Island in the Stream would never be one of them.
What Kenny Rogers?
Probably nothing, but if we're talking something, it would probably be before the first edition. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll look for something. I'll look for something I'm willing to play by Kenny Rogers. How about that?
Okay. All right.
But anyway, we're off the air now. The news is on the air. You and I are just talking. So we will talk later, hopefully on the air later in the week, and I'll get your songs, I promise.
All right, you take care.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
You and John, and you have a wonderful week. I'll try to call again.
I'll count on it. And congratulations on the garage sale. That's great.
Okay,
bye.
Take care, Raleigh.
You too. So yes. No, as far as requests, I have to at least tolerate them, or, you know, you got to hear them somewhere else. We'll get to Cindy next hour, and Jane, and hopefully you too. If you're listening on the stream, you're hearing me. If you're listening on the radio, you're not. But I've been known to talk to myself, so we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
Are you alone? I've conquered the world. For you alone, for you alone, I'd give everything. I'd say the sweetest thing. Things I could do, I've been thinking of, that I should have done all along. Yet all these things I've been thinking of are no good to do. Write a song using these words of love for you alone.
For you alone.
Things I could do, I've been thinking of, that I should have done. Song, using these words of love for you alone.
For you alone.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I've got a disaster on my hands. I have a huge disaster on my hands. Okay, firstly, that's Stacy's request, only she didn't know it. She wanted Kenny Rogers. All right, well, that's one of the first things he ever did. It was on the Carlton label in 1958. Kenny Rogers, the first, with orchestral accompaniment for You Alone. All right, so you see what happened was, as you know, I own some radio stations in Arizona. All right, and one of them choreographs the fireworks for the 4th of July fireworks for Gila County every year. And it's a big display that Freeport-McMoRan, the mining giant, puts on. And, you know, as you know, I sort of mentioned later, earlier, I checked last hour, make sure everything was lined up and ready to go. And it was. And just now, got a call from our morning man who says, we are off the air. We are off the air everywhere. Now, this is, he said, we really blew it. It was even in the newspaper that we choreographed the fireworks. Oh, my God. And I don't know. And so what I finally told him, I said, look, I'd love to figure this out, but I am talking to people in Chicago, and that takes precedence from 10 to 1 Central Time every night. So I have no idea why in Globe, Miami, Arizona, Gila County, I am not on the air, on any of my stations. Yeah. And I checked it about 20 minutes ago. It all looked good. But then I did get a notice that the EAS devices, which, you know, warn you of emergencies and stuff like that, it said back online. I'm like, back online. This means, this implies they were offline. And so I don't know. All right. So that'll be my problem. So if I sound a little distracted, you know, of course, time is of the essence and every minute counts. And I don't know what to do about it at all. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll talk to Chad in Louisville instead. Hey, Chad, how's it going?
Well, I'd say probably better than you right now.
No kidding. I have no idea. You know, like I say, I checked it 20 minutes ago, and everything was fine. And what's happening, my entire LAN is down, so I can't get to...
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'll bet you it's the old cable nun. Although...
Oh, God.
Yeah, it could be, because that would stop it. Now, see, if I were there in person, I would run to the transmitter and just use the computer that is at the transmitter. But I'm not there. I'm here.
Right.
Oh, this is bad. I don't know when we'll be back on the air. I guess maybe I'm going to Globe tomorrow. I hadn't planned on it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Exactly. Yeah. Might be going a lot sooner than I realized. Oh, man.
It's funny that, well, not funny, but it kind of leads into a question I was going to ask you about transmitter towers. You know, the WKLO's here in New Albany.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was. They have a four-tower array, but like one tower is never lit up. No red lights are ever on that tower.
May not have to. What's the height?
Oh, okay. That I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know the height of it, but
you gotta
they're kind of down in a valley, so...
No, it wouldn't need to be lit. Probably none of them would need to be lit based on that.
Yeah.
You know, the lighting is not for the FCC. The lighting is for the FAA. And, you know,
okay.
They don't want planes flying into them for all the right reasons. So
yeah.
There are absolute requirements of how much taller than average terrain. So, like, even if you've got, you know, a 200-foot tower, where normally you'd say, well, you're going to light that puppy. Well, no, like you say, if it's below average terrain, you don't have to.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Right.
Okay.
And so a lot of towers don't have to be lit and don't have to be painted.
Oh, wow. No, that's, yeah. I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to save up money to get into an apartment, because they don't believe in affordable housing around here. You know, to these people, $1,100 to $1,200 a month for a one-bedroom apartment is normal, unless you want to live somewhere where you know have to have a shotgun by your side.
Mm-hmm.
which I don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah, and I had my phone stolen a couple of weeks ago. I know Soroya told you about that.
Oh no! What happened? Did you ever find out anything?
Oh yeah, you know. It was already locked, so they couldn't get into it.
Good.
And then I locked it down more from my iPad.
Okay.
And I tracked it, and the last place I saw it was at the, right as you get off the Waterson on the Dixie Highway at Shively, and that's the last place it was. So whoever had it probably threw it out the window, but it was an 8-plus anyway, and they're going to stop supporting iOS for that in September. So, you know, I just, my getting a new phone just got moved up a couple of months.
Now, what is the deal? You know, you hear about the free phone programs and all that. What do you have to do to qualify?
Well, that's what I'm on, actually. I'm on the, what they call a lifeline because, okay. You know, my income level.
Right.
And not having a permanent fixed address.
Right.
I do qualify for that, yeah. And it's, I'm on a track phone, which is through Verizon. So, I mean, I get a good signal and everything. But, you know, they wanted me to get an Android. And, A, I hate Android. I always have. And, B, everything I have is tied up in the Apple ecosystem. So, it's, you know, I have to have an iPhone because that's where all my things are at.
Okay.
You know, so they all sync together because, thankfully, I'm a backup freak. I back up everything
good.
Every day because, yeah, I learned the hard way a long time ago.
Good.
you know, so that's all right. And I'm still kicking. I've been listening, you know. I just hadn't called in, really, but I was going to call in earlier, but you got to plan those air checks, so I was busy listening to that, you know, what real radio should be.
Oh, man, yeah, I got a Carol A one, too, that's just a gem.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really appreciate Gary asking about me last night in Austin, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny, he remembered that I like Wilson Pickett's version of Sugar Sugar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, his version was great. I mean, you know, I love that version.
Yeah.
And if you get a chance, I've got a request. On the Rust label, that'll probably give you a help right there.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Randy and the Rainbows.
No. This is much better than that. Dean and Gene. Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big hit in Cincinnati, and it got played quite a bit around Louisville.
Yeah.
I remember, because, you know, hearing that on the radio around here.
But no.
Yeah, I still kill time by looking at Radio Locator and looking at all the different patterns for stations.
Oh, sure.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fun. It's not always 100% up to date, but it's still fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you for being on a holiday, because let me tell you, everywhere's closed. Trying to get something to eat after 9 o'clock around here is darn near impossible. I mean, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. I'm like, I don't know, these people work, but they all have money. I don't know
absolutely. I don't really understand this either. I mean, there's a story there that just makes no sense to me. And, you know, nobody's been able to explain it to my satisfaction.
Well, exactly. You know, and they keep saying, well, we're heading for a recession. I'm like, people, we've been in a recession. We're heading for a depression if things don't change.
Yeah, I know.
And people don't want to admit that, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I remember, you know, the late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, I remember that very well. I don't like what I'm seeing with prices what they are, and wages and, you know, income staying steady.
The only thing that pulled people up after the 2008, and I'll call it a reset because the reason there was such a change all of a sudden was the Bank of International Settlements changed their rules on what banks had to do. But nonetheless, the only thing that saved people and companies was easy availability of credit. And that is that is very dangerous. And of course, you know, as inflation started to kind of go crazy, of course, you would expect that. You'd expect worse, actually. And so now they're between the rock and the hard place because they've got to raise interest rates. But at the same time, the people who are credit dependent wind up in deep trouble for that. So there's an answer here. And I don't know what it is. It scares the living daylights out of me. That's one of the reasons I try not to talk about this stuff.
All right.
You know, right. It's more fun to play Dean and Gene or even some Bo Marx or Billy Vera or everybody else. The first record that Rust ever released was actually a record by Linda Lori, if you're ready for that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
1960. And yeah, and they did a lot of Linda Lori. Of course, none of it sadly ever hit. But you know, they were a nice little label, and around till 69. Although I'm trying to think of what the last actual hit they had.
Oh man!
Yeah, I know. I'm sure there's a trivia question there, but I'm trying to think of what that would be. It had to be, oh God, like 67 or earlier maybe. I they had some Vito in the Salutations, but that did not hit. Of course, they, Randy and the Rainbows, of course, as you know, and that's probably that's the biggest thing. That and Dean and Gene are probably the biggest things they ever had. They had some Bon Airs, but nothing that hit. So I'm trying to think of, you know, I'm doing this off the top of my head, and all the Rust records I can see in my mind, are people that nobody has ever heard of, and for damn good reason too. I think actually, they did have a master from Dave Clark 5, but it wasn't a hit. I don't know. And of course,
oh, wow.
Of course, you know, they had an Ernie Maresca, but who didn't? So yeah, I think it was just Randy and Dean is really
Randy and Gene.
That's it for hits. Well, no wonder they're not still around. Yeah, because they were around.
Yeah,
through the 60s and nothing else.
I'm like you. I amaze my friends. You know, I hear a song and I'm like, oh yeah, it's on such and such label.
Right.
Like, you know what label all these are on? I was like,
right.
I remember, you know, having the record and you know.
Well,
I don't know.
Rust was a sub of Lori. So that was the deal there. So that was Gene Schwartz and his brother. But yeah, that was Lori. That's why the label art, if you looked at it, sort of looked a little like Lori.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. I know, yeah, you get into the subsidiaries and oh my God.
Of course. And of course we're talking little independent labels. In fact, John had said earlier, well, if nobody calls, just talk about independent labels. All right,
well,
I guess
that'll work. Yeah,
I guess we could do that, but I'm pleased to say people are calling, so we will
all right. Well, that's good.
But I am so glad you called and keep me posted. Now you gave John your address so I can mail you something.
Yeah, I certainly do,
okay.
Riley, and I wanna thank you and John, especially again, for being on the air and being live.
All right. It's my pleasure.
I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, being on the air and live, and I've got radio stations in Arizona that are not on the air during the big fireworks display. I'm pretty sure, in fact, I'm almost positive now, that this is broadband related. And, of course, if I was there, I could fix this in a minute, but you know, it takes 2 hours to get there. All right, so we won't belabor that. We'll just have a good time. 888-876-5593. We'll talk to Cindy in moments right here on WGN Radio. All right, WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and I was about to play something, but realized that we're coming to the bottom of the hour, and so we're going to talk to Cindy instead, and we'll get the rest of your requests and bumpers on. But Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I'm glad to talk to you. I just want to say something smart, but anyhow, Dick Beyond, you know, I've spent a lot of years in Chicago, you know, I'm from Norwich, listening to Dick Beyond. I don't know if it was Friday night or Saturday night till 12 or 1 on the oldie station.
Uh-huh.
And he was just bigger than life to me. I mean,
yeah.
And my boyfriend was 20 years older than me. We were just really friends and neighbors and just took care of each other. And, you know, we just got along because we shared all that music. And
sure.
And my boyfriend just recently passed away. I guess it's coming up on 2 years. And when they cleaned out his house, well, my boyfriend had every record ever made.
Wow.
In that house.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what the sister-in-law and the aunt counseled them to sell it to like a place.
Well,
I don't know what to call it, like a dealer.
Okay.
And I think they sold half the collect. I mean, there was the original Beatles records.
Yeah, but see, that doesn't have any value. That's the problem. People think that that stuff would have value. It doesn't, because think about collectibles. Collectibles are worth something when they are rare. So when you're talking about the Beatles sold millions of records. So therefore, there's nothing rare about them. The stuff that'll bring you the money is the stuff you've never flat out heard of. The stuff that wasn't a hit that they only had three copies of.
I mean, so many, like when I went in there, when they were doing a garage sale at the end.
Yeah.
To get rid of them, there were like reams of 45.
Sure.
Reams of it.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It was like unbelievable. But anyhow, I know like they were worth like $35 a piece, each of the albums.
Well, If they were, I can't imagine what they were, because normally at the garage sales and stuff like that, 45s that were a hit, you know, I'd buy them for 10 cents.
No, the albums, the albums that he had.
If they got that kind of money, great for them. Good for them. And hopefully it went to somebody who will love it.
But anyhow, I'm in a situation where I'm retired. And I just have Social Security because I was a lowly accountant. And I know you don't want to talk about it. I listen to you because I read all the business news on my TD Ameritrade website.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I want to tell you is I have an accounting background. The companies. Some of these companies, like Kimberly Clark and, General Mills, they're just raising prices on purpose just because they're doing it. That's what they said in Barron.
Well, I think that's a simplistic way to look at it. And there's a real problem, though, regardless of the genesis of why we are certainly in that rock and a hard place, because you're on Social Security, so you're on a fixed income. And you know,
I used to, go out to dinner and stuff. All my extra money, I have nothing for any, I don't shop for clothes or any, I just have nothing. All I have is money to pay my property taxes.
Wow.
And I write a check every month, there's a store called Utira.
Okay, Utira. You're running up against the bottom of the hour news. So hold on a minute. Don't go away. And we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
Just a while.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Amazons and Coyotes. Man, that is a Jerry Blavitt if there ever was one, as far as records go. Yeah, every one of his dances. By the way, the Amazons were the girls, the Coyotes were the guys. Yes. And that was the Dream Lovers on Swan in 1963. And I think if there was any one record associated with Blavitt more than any others, it'd be Amazon and Coyotes. But it's interesting because they named a block of Broad Street for Jerry a couple weeks ago, and somebody told me that at the Walk Don't Walk things where you kind of press the button to go to the other side, they're playing his intro to a Martha and the Vandellas song. You want a contest for that, and that's great, but they should have done Amazon and Coyotes as far as I'm concerned. All right, so we're wrapping up with Cindy in Norwich, and sorry about that, Cindy.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
We have a bunch of ethnics. My cousin lives with me. He became indigent before he got on social. I don't know how long he's lived with me, maybe 8 years. He became indigent and bankrupt from the American medical system before he got Social Security and Obamacare. But anyhow, he lives with me. He was an electrical engineer, and all summer we have lunch, you know, sandwiches, like it's too hot to cook.
Okay.
And I cook all kinds of ethnic food. There's ethnic stores everywhere. I make Hungarian food, German food, Italian food, and Polish food mostly, and some American food.
So you're eating
anyhow,
well.
But anyhow, they have, you know, what I buy in the summer is lunch meat ends that are left over from the deli, and all of the delis are like gourmet from Europe, like lunch meat. And, you know, I like all different kinds of lunch meats, and that's how we, you know, because, like, my cousin in Florida, she lives in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
But she said she went for Boar's Head lunch meat for something, and it was $16 a pound. And I get these lunch meat ends for, like, 99, and cheese ends for 99 cents a pound.
Well, you're shopping well. You know, unfortunately,
yeah.
that's sort of what you have to do. And you're
yeah.
getting by, and that's the best part of it. And, Cindy, I hope you're going to call me again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. Yeah, Cindy's smart. She's picking and choosing what she wants from where she can get it. And it's sad everybody has to go through that, but there it is. All right. So, yes, I believe, by the way, that my problem continues, and I will have to drive to Globe. But I can't do it at night, of course, because I can't see at night. So I expect I'll be on the air tomorrow night, but I also expect I'll be tired. So if you're not calling tonight, please call tomorrow night, because I will be a basket case. But in the meantime, Jane is in New York. All right, doing the fireworks in New York. So, Jane, how are you? Jane, speak to me, Jane. Oh, no, she was calling from New York, and we didn't get there? I'm so sorry, Jane. So call us back. I want to hear all about the New York fireworks and all of that kind of stuff. And we will have, by the way, more Dick Biondi. I'll play you some. I've got the New Year's Eve show from 1966 where he counts down the top 10. Yeah. No, we won't play it all. Don't worry, but a little of it. Stephanie and Madison, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, let's talk about Dick Biondi.
All right.
Yes, yes. And WLS, oh, God, the magic. WLS, when I started listening in 1960, we'd be driving through Chicago, my parents, mm-hmm. and I'd be driving because I had some medical appointments. And, you know, my parents are really young. They were married. They were teenagers when they got married. And so we all loved the rock and roll, and we loved Dick Biondi. And I just idolized him, absolutely idolized him. Got in trouble for calling WLS from my little Wisconsin hometown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was long distance, so long distance.
Yes, it was, and they caught it. And my dad, you know, called me on it, and it was a family dinner at one of the relatives. That was a Thanksgiving, and he and my Uncle Frank were sitting in the living room, and he humiliates me. I mean, I forgave my dad, but long short of it is, totally forgave him. And loved, when he died, I loved him. but he could be a real bastard. Sorry. But it was really, you know, embarrassing that he called. But it was fun calling, and I just loved him, absolutely loved him, was belonged to the fan club. Mm-hmm. This probably was his first wife. Her name was Hazel, and I think he had a son, and yada, yada, yada. But and I remember getting the From the Vault album. You have to excuse me. I have a problem with one of my teeth. I have to go to the dentist. I'm having trouble talking. But you know, seeing him in this loud plaid jacket, but God, he just was the bomb. And when you that air check you played, oh Raleigh, that was great, with the Gillette commercial and everything. And he's talking to the young guys, talking to them about becoming men and shaving.
The only reason I still have that is because of that Dead Air before the commercial. I mean, back then Dead Air was the enemy of Top 40 radio, and you could drive a truck through that. He obviously was looking for the copy, and I thought, I'm keeping this. And
Oh no kidding.
Yeah. So that's
also in the Tuesday Chicago Tribune, in the arts and entertainment section. Rick Kogan wrote an article about Dick Biondi. There's a woman, her first name is Pam. She grew up loving Dick Biondi and really wanting to meet him. And then later on stayed in contact with him. She's done a documentary.
Right.
She's showing it in different places. It's not completely finished.
Right. I've had her on the air in the past, and that's unfortunately the problem. She hadn't raised the money to finish it. And I was hoping it would have been finished and out there before Dick left us. He knew it was certainly in the works. Now, of course, the air check I played from WKBW was shortly before he joined WLS, because, of course, he was one of the original crew in 1960 when they went top 40. But
yep.
He did a number of things. But when he played There Was a Fungus Among Us, he issued fungus licenses. And
And
to me, the person who has the best memorabilia still has a fungus license, and I haven't found anybody who does.
I don't think I got one of those. I got, when I joined the fan club, I got
right.
the lyrics to On Top of a Pizza.
Right.
You know, and I got a newsletter. That's what, you know, I was eagerly looking for details. There's one more thing I was going to... Oh, we, you know, my husband and I have gone to many, many, many years to Clear Lake, Iowa.
Sure.
We got to know Bob Hale,
right.
Who was also at WLS.
Yeah, together. He was the other guy besides Dick Biondi that they hired, the first two guys.
Oh, God. He's a beautiful man. He, you know, he, of course, was the MC. He worked for KRIB in Iowa. And you know, especially when I started going blind, the guy, he'd come up, he would just give me these big hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lovely man, but no BS about him, though. He could be just a real straight shooter, you know, so getting to know him was interesting. And we would talk about Dick Biondi, but I think one of Dick's problems was that the guy had a temper, you know.
Oh.
I'm laughing
because, of course, you know, everybody thought he got fired at WLS for something he said on the air, but no, it was for cold cocking the sales manager.
Exactly. And Gene Taylor, the program said, right. you're out of here, Dick.
Yeah.
Go home.
Go home.
You know?
Right, exactly. That was it. The couple engineers had to hold him down.
Yeah, because he was getting so many ads, you know. I mean, he was so popular, but, oh, man, the guy was just... absolutely, I loved him, absolutely loved him, and was so bummed when he was gone. I mean, you know, Art Roberts was cool, I mean, in his own right. Actually, one of his kids lives here, or did live here in Madison. He would occasionally call and talk to my husband. And Art had on Sundays, had a great country music show that, you know, I've got to hear lots of cool stuff, but Dick was just the best, and I was so sad when he left. I really was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, Raleigh, You're just knocking me out, though. And you play the best music. Oh, oh you do. I that's how I got into your show. And I know I'm going on, and I want to give, like Scotty says, I want to give people a chance. Miss you, Scotty. What a that beautiful guy. But who was that woman that was on Checker Records? I loved it, what that song she sang.
Oh, Fontella Bass?
Was that Fontella Bass?
Yeah, okay. That was Fontella Bass with Bobby McClure. Are you going to mess up a good thing?
Yep.
You betcha.
That song.
You betcha. And by the way, that fight at WLS was for all the right reasons. Biondi was saddled with a commercial load. And, of course, back then, ABC had news and other features you had to carry. So when you looked at the commercial load on top of it, he could barely play a record. And so
it made... And if you can't play records and you can't talk,
that's right.
What's the point of listening?
Well, it made all the sense in the world. So, but he... when I think of Chicago Top 40 Night Guy, I really think of two people more than anything, Biondi and Barney Pipp on WCFL.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, as far
Barney,
as...
I love that name, Barney Pipp.
Yeah, Barney Pipp, going to turn you into peanut butter. And, sadly, he's been gone quite a while, too, and I always enjoyed him. But, that's the deal. And so we knew it was coming, but it's still sad, and I'll play you...
Oh, it is so sad. It is, and I'm just hoping and praying, because Bob is probably just a few years... younger than Dick, but he's such a sweetheart. I hope he is doing well. Hope he's okay. We're all getting older, but God, it was just such a special time. There's a book out. Was it Something in the Air? I thank God for the National Library Service because I've gotten to read a lot, a lot of books. This one guy wrote about radio, the history of, about different stations, and I can't think what his name is, but it was a wonderful book. So, love the music you're playing. Love the Platters song.
The Platters, when they were on Federal, I just loved them. Maggie didn't live here anymore and all that stuff. And then they went to Music Corps, and of course, I understand why Buck Ram did it and all that, but those pop standards just left me cold.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I love The Great Pretender, though. Oh, I love that.
Well, there you are. Somebody had to.
Hey, all right. Hey, can you play The Spiders? I didn't want to do it.
I will. I'll play The Spiders for you next.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Love ya.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one, Raleigh, and it'll all be good.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Knocking on my front door. Hips shaking, mama wanted rocking and reeling slow. But I didn't want to do it. No, no, I didn't want to do it. No, no, I didn't want to do it. But she moves me so. She called me the loving daddy, held me oh so tight, squeezed and teased and thrilled me all through the night. But I didn't want to do it. No, no, I didn't want to do it. No, no, I tried not to do it. But she sensed me so.
She says, Daddy, I want to roll. Daddy, I want to rock. Rocking and rolling all around the clock.
I didn't want to do it. Tried not to do it, but she wasn't with it, so I had to get it. I didn't want to do it, but she weeps me so.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Those are the Spiders. They're from New Orleans. They were originally the Zion City Harmonizers, and then they were the Delta Southern Airs. And then Cosimo Matassa said, no, forget this gospel stuff. Sing R&B. I'm going to put you in touch with Lou Chud at Imperial, and it'll all be fine. And indeed it was. Chuck Carbo was the big part of that group, and Chick Carbo, his brother, the two of them were, Chick did bass, were probably the big deal. And their first single was I Didn't Want to Do It. Went to number 3 on the R&B charts in 1954 on Imperial, and a great song it was. They had a number of things on Imperial as well. So I'm glad that Stephanie requested them, because I actually wasn't thinking along those lines. To get you up to speed, I mentioned that, the big fireworks display, we're the radio station for the county in Arizona. We choreograph it and we're off the air, right? And I think, well, it's just broadband. I was too quick to blame broadband. It gets better. there's no power. Now, that's okay because we have honking generators everywhere. Well, after several hours, they're going to run out of fuel. Why several hours? Because the neighborhood's on fire. I'm not making this up. The neighborhood is on fire. And so John, of course, you know, I didn't even know this. I was talking to you. He panics and calls the sheriff. Right. And of course, you know, everybody listens to the radio, so they know where the station is and all that. And then he goes, no. Your block is okay so far. So far. Now, of course, I can't drive at night because I can't see well enough to do that. I'm in danger in the day. I won't even try it at night. So I'm getting up early tomorrow morning and driving to to the scene of God knows what. So by tomorrow night, I'll need your calls. Desperately need your calls. All right, we're going to get to Renard's. Hang on, Renard. I played his request and I want to talk to him. But Will is a first-time caller. We always lose those. So, Will, welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, Will.
Will. Will from Georgia.
All right, Will.
Yeah. Great to hear your voice directly.
Yeah.
Some nights I can pick up WGN and Chicago and Detroit and Cincinnati, and other times not. Lately, I haven't picked you up too much. But anyway, I wanted to touch base with you since you were coming in pretty well tonight. And I am 80. I'm a little bit older than you, I guess. And I'm sort of reminiscing because July 5th, Wednesday, which is in, we're already there. Yeah.
In Georgia, you
are,
yeah.
Ago, it was my first day in the U.S. Army.
Oh,
8
wow.
days out of high school.
Oh, wow.
In 1961.
Oh, wow.
62 years ago.
Wow.
And, I'm glad I went in, got it over with, so forth, all that. But anyway, I've listened to you. You have a great program. And I once heard you say, I think one of your favorite all-time songs from the rock and roll era was Dee Clark.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
That's one of my favorites.
I'll play it next. I'll play it next.
Oh, wow.
You've ended the hour. Call me again soon. I'd like to talk more, Will.
Yeah, and tomorrow night you want callers, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah. So call me back. Talk to you then.
Hey, little girl in a high school sweater. Gee, but I'd like to know you better. Just a swinging your books and chewing gum. Looking just like a TUC plum. Hey. Hey, little girl in the black silk stocking. Gee, but you got my heart rocking. Wearing that crazy skin tight skirt and that crazy Ivy League shirt. Hey, little girl.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, Will from Georgia was right. That is one of my all-time favorite records. It's double backbeat, best backbeat in rock and roll history.
Hey!
I have no idea who played drums on that session, but there should have been an award for him as far as I'm concerned. Just the best. All right, Renard in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Going on. Oh, like as usual.
And I wanted to thank you for playing those two, because I'm going to mention a good thing. That's when we first met Fontella and McClure. And we got together on that, and Billy Stewart. But here's the thing. I did a song on Diana Ross and the Supremes. Our producer wrote a song for them. Never got a chance to hear it, but they played it in Europe a lot. And I was wondering, in the UK, really. But I was wondering if it's possible that you could play it, and I'm not going to bug you no more about my material.
Oh, you can always bug me about your material. Don't even say that. What's the song?
The song is called In the Evening of Our Love. That's what I get foreign money for. It.
Good.
In the Evening of Our Love. And it's Diana Ross and the Supremes. And they were about to break up then, and I think that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Why I didn't get any play in the United States.
Yeah, timing is everything, isn't it?
You know, and it's one of the it was one of my favorite work. And well, anyway, so if you ever get a chance, I'd like to hear it on your show.
You will hear it tonight.
Okay. Well, I will get off the phone and put my ear to the radio and keep doing the good work, because you're a very good, strong personality on the mic, and you really sound great.
Well, I'm so glad you're listening, and I hope you'll call me soon.
Because you're playing the crap, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
But anyway, you're good. And you said your block is on fire?
Yeah. Yeah, in Central Heights in Gila County. I was just looking at the epicenter on Cobb Avenue. Oh, God. I don't even want to think about it, because I can't do anything about it till tomorrow.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see.
Okay, In the Evening of Our Love by Diana Ross. And
you betcha.
All right, I'll see you. I'll hear you later, and see you later too, probably.
Sounds good. I hope so. Okay, thanks. Yeah, they finally released it stateside, you know, in CD land, when they released everything else. It was Supremes Rarities, Let the Music Play, and I think that came out about 2008. But yeah, Lost and Found, Supremes Rarities, 1960 to 69, if you have it, from the Motown vaults. Unfortunately, Motown was a little over-aggressive with their engineering and, you know, spiffing them up for CD. As far as I'm concerned, leave the original 45 mix. But that notwithstanding, of course, we will play that. So speaking of play that, and we'll get to Fran and Johnny and James and Sam and Mark, I want to play that other Dick Biondi air check real quickly. It's not going to be as long, just a little over 4 minutes. It was New Year's Eve, 1966, when they were counting down the top 10 for the year. And no, you don't hear all of them. I could have, but we'd be listening for quite a while. So let's see if we're going to be listening at all. I think we are.
On 1110 KRLA. Pasadena.
Now stay tuned. In a moment or two, we'll start with the top 10 from number 10 to number 1. Dick Biondi here with 44 degrees in Granada Hills. We have 23 past 11 KRLA Big Time.
KRLA.
With the top 10. Number 10 for the year on KRLA's most requested song.
In the town where I was born, lived a man.
Yellow submarine.
The Beatles with the number 10 song of the year, Yellow Submarine, on the Dick Biondi Show. Hey, we have another call coming in. Hello there.
This is Johnny Tillotson, and I just wanted to call in and wish you particularly and all your wonderful listeners a very, very happy new year. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Johnny Tillotson, the Dick Biondi Show with 50 degrees at the beaches, 27 past 11, KRLA, Big Time.
KRLA.
The number 9 song of the year.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods?
The sound of Little Red Riding Hood, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. That finished the year in the number 9 position. Number 9 of the tunes you requested most during 1966 on KRLA. Nick Biondi with 50 Degrees in La Puente, 1130 KRLA Big Time.
You're listening to the top tunes of 1966.
As tabulated from your calls to KRLA's request operators.
KRLA serving Southern California from Pasadena with the Big 100 from the Big One. KRLA.
Hi, this is Mama Michelle. Cass and I wish everyone a very happy new year.
Thank you, Michelle. This is the number 8 most requested song of the year on KRLA.
All the leaves are brown.
For the year, California Dreaming, according to your request by the Mamas and Papas. Hey, got another greeting from a well-known guy.
This is Andy Williams. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you, Andy Williams. The Nick Biondi Show with 50 Degrees in L.A. at 27 before midnight. KRLA Big Time.
KRLA.
They're on number 7 for the year. You made this one. The 7th most requested song of the year on KRLA.
9 is big, dear. Woo! I want to hear you cry.
The number 7 most requested song of the year on KRLA by you. That's 96 Tears, Question Mark, and the Mysterians here on the Nick Biondi Show. 44 chilly degrees in Pacoima. We've got 24 before midnight, 24 before 1967. KRLA Big Time.
KRLA.
Hi, this is Jim Pons, and myself and the rest of the Leaves would like to take the opportunity to wish you all a very happy and prosperous New Year's, and many thanks.
The Leaves! Thank you, Jim! You have the number 6 song of the year. Mark this one, number 6. The number 6 song of the year, Hey Joe by the Leaves, number 6. Top 5 records of the year coming up right after this KRLA Extra. A KRLA Extra so many wanted to hear. A KRLA Extra. There's got to be a word that means more than love. The Innocents, that's an extra on KRLA. Dick Biondi here with 50 Degrees in Hollywood at 18 before midnight. KRLA Big Time.
KRLA.
All right, get ready. Here they come, the top 5 tunes of 1966. According to your requests on KRLA throughout the year, the number 5 song.
And if you want to hear the other 4, I guess you have to go online and listen to the air check, because Ellis Feaster put it online, and Ellis does a marvelous job with putting old rock and roll and R&B air checks on YouTube. So he was the intro of that. I wanted to get his voice on there somewhat, because he's got a great collection as far as that goes. So 888-876-5593. We got Fran and Austin. What's happening, Fran? Well, whatever it is, I guess it's no longer happening. But yeah, thanks for waiting anyway. I appreciate it. Is Johnny still in Austin? Well, we'll find out.
I'm still in Austin. I'm still on this planet.
And you're still on the phone. And you had a birthday over the weekend. Happy, happy.
Oh, you remember my birthday?
Yeah, absolutely. And so does Carol Ford. It was in my show prep even, so if I was on the air on the first, I'd have said it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to be remembered, but it was a pretty quiet birthday, but that's the way I like them.
Yes, absolutely. You know, after a certain point, you kind of want to forget them, but there you have it.
Yeah, I started that when I was about 14 years old. But anyway, I don't like that attention. No, I don't. Hey, I got a copy, thanks to you, of the early days of the Dells. I got this CD called Time Makes You Change.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
54 to 61.
Yep. Yes.
But you know what shocked me? I put this thing on and just let it play.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I'm hearing Dinah Washington. And I'm like, I didn't even look at the jewel box. It says this is a 2-CD set from Jasmine Records.
Oh, okay, yes, yes. Well, the L. Rays were on that, too, weren't they?
Don't I've got it in my hand, but
I think I don't have. I think "Darling I Know" and there's a couple of versions of "Darling I Know" on there. Definitely for sure, the L Rays.
Yeah, that's the first. Oh yeah. It is. It's the first track on disc one.
Yeah,
sure is.
"She's Just an Angel" is a wonderful song. Well, there's a lot of things on that are great. But
that's here. I mean, it was a good set. Yeah, it didn't really cost that much.
No.
But when I heard "Diana Washington," I thought, what? Wait a minute.
And the Dells.
So I looked at it, and then there's four songs at the very end of disc two.
Yep.
"Am I Blue," "Mood Indigo,"
and "Jeepers Creepers."
And "Wake the Town and Tell the people.
People." Yeah, absolutely, they're on there. And
was she actually singing with the Dells?
Yes, the Dells did a lot of backup. A lot of backup. You'd be surprised at how many records they've been on.
Huh. No, I didn't know that. And in so many of these old Dell songs, with the exception of the original "Oh, What a Night," I didn't even know them.
Well, some of them were never released.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'd like to hear things that I've never heard before.
Yeah.
Except "Islands in the Stream." I've tried to forget that.
Well, we're not going to do that. The Dells were on "Hello, Stranger." Barbara Lewis.
Oh, no. The Barbara Lewis "Hello, Stranger"?
Yes. Yes.
No.
They were.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's probably the one I think of most often, but they were on a ton of backup stuff. Yeah, some of the D. Clark stuff, "Your Friends," that's the Dells on "Your Friends." So, absolutely.
But also turned me on to these early Manhattans, too, that I got a copy of on
the Carnival. Yeah, the Carnival stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was at KYOK, I think the first Manhattan song I played was called "A Million to One."
Okay.
And that was on, can't remember what label that was. I don't think that's even on the CD.
I don't think it is.
It was on
Deluxe, maybe?
Yeah, it was a black and silver label.
Yeah,
and it
Deluxe.
Would have been about 1971.
Yep, that's before they were on Janus. They were on Deluxe right after Carnival.
By the way, Gary turned me on to a song that you played the other night. Called it was Al Wilson.
Oh, who could be loving you?
Yeah, you've got to hear this. You've got to hear this. He said, and I said, I don't know it.
"Though you hold me the same old way, your tenderness is fading fast. I keep waiting, anticipating each moment, girl. Will you choose to be our last?" I know every word of that song. I love it.
Al Wilson, I had his old vinyl called it was something about the Dolphins. Name of the album?
Oh, I don't know.
The Johnny Rivers label.
It was on Soul City. Well, this was the first thing he ever released. It was a 45 on Soul City.
Before the Snake.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely before the Snake. Yeah, no, this was the very first thing he released on Soul City. And it was just wonderful. And then after that was Do What You Gotta Do on Liberty. And then the Snake was a year later, because Who Could Be Loving You was 67.
Well, Gary found a CD, because I've got the vinyl, Searching for the Dolphins album, but he found a CD that's off of Kent Records, which is all that old early Al Wilson stuff, and he's got a birthday coming up the 15th.
Oh, well, happy, happy.
So I said, go get it for your birthday and enjoy it.
Yes, yes. Well, supposedly Searching for the Dolphins has Who Could Be Loving You on it. So.
Yeah, but you know what? Sadly enough, I don't even have a turntable that's working right now.
What? What?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't.
We've got them all over the place here. Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'll come pick one up.
Yeah.
I meant to mention to you the last... speaking of... by the way, before I forget it, D. Clark, another D. Clark favorite, about the same time as "Hey Little Girl" was "Just Keep It Up."
Oh, of course. That's a wonderful song.
Yeah, that's very happy, happy songs that we need on a night like this, because your day, holiday, your 4th of July has been a little out of sync like mine. It's been crazy. I don't like holidays anyway.
Well, no, I'm not a fan. Well, one of the things is that it upsets routines, and when I was young, I hated it that it'd be Christmas or New Year's Eve or Thanksgiving, and all of the personalities that I would like to listen to, they weren't on the radio. And I always said, well, if I'm ever on the radio, I am working every holiday that happens on my shift, and I never, ever stopped that. So if it's Christmas and it's a weekday and I'm on the air, I'm on the air. I do not take holidays off.
Yeah, that's good for you. We appreciate that. Yeah. We really do. Yeah. And this gentleman that you talked to, was his name Rashad?
Oh, are you talking about Renard?
Renard
Minor. Yeah, he wrote Rescue Me and some other stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I think, a couple of years ago, I think I talked to him on your show.
I think so.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, now I know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he the gentleman who told the story about in the basement?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, those were the days when I was at KYOK back in 1965 the first time.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to play the Bobby McClure and Fontella Bass going to mess up a good thing.
Right.
In the Basement was in there. Another big one, which was a flip. But we played it like crazy. It was The Soul of the Man by Fontella Bass.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Was that the flip of Rescue Me? I can't remember now.
That was, Rescue Me, absolutely, on Checker. That was the flip of that in 65. Soul of the Man. Oliver Sane wrote that. And Oliver Sane is the guy who actually wrote Don't Mess Up a Good Thing.
They had some good days. I was telling Gary a few minutes ago, I said, going to that radio station for my first job, the first time, I mean, what a period of time for music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mitty Collier's had a talk with
my man last night.
Kind of a recurrent by the time I got there.
Right.
But, and the Radiance and all that.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, when Leonard Kestern Jr. joined the Radiance and had Voice Your Choice and It Ain't No Big Thing was my favorite.
Yeah, that was a favorite to many, but I'll tell you one thing that still sounds so big and so bold was Hold On.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
That was a wonderful song.
It's bigger than life. Speaking of flip sides, when you have time, and I listen every night, so it doesn't really matter, but wasn't The Miracles' Happy Landing the flip side of You Really Got a Hold on Me? Am I right on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That Happy Landing got a lot of radio play.
Yeah.
At least in the Houston market, on the R&B stations.
Yeah,
that was a...
1962 on Tamla. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. If you ever get a chance to play that, I think that'll bring back some memories for a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you last night for the Laura Lee. I think she did a great version of Since I Fell for You. And that was at KYOK my second time.
Yeah, that was great. And not that many stations played it because it was over 6 minutes long.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
And that hurt it, but it was so good. So
she put so much gusto into that song. Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh. Oh, that was great, but it brought back so many memories, and that was an interesting theme you did last night on these bumper stumpers.
Oh, yeah, people signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody
Amazing.
Got it. Yeah, right, exactly. And
well, I wish you good luck with all your little mysterious things going on right now. I know it's been a hell of a night, but
I tell you, I was saying to John, it must be stress, but normally I just get ocular migraines, which, look like you're on drugs or something. They're pretty psychedelic. But this time, it kind of scared me a little while ago because I've been writing and I've got a pen with brown ink, and all of a sudden, the letters turn blue. And I thought, ooh, that probably isn't a good sign. So it's sort of been like that off the air. But I'll get you a happy landing next.
Oh, okay. Well, have a great day, and I'm sure everything's going to be good for you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank positive, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, good deal. Yeah, I was going to play something else next, and I already forgot what it was, so it'll be Happy Landing, and maybe I'll think of what it was next. There was something I promised I'd play it. Well, it'll come back to me. In the meantime, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large right here on WGN Radio.
You better beware, my friends all told me. Drop and say, hey, hey, hey.
Carly James, and those are the Miracles, and that's for Johnny. Happy landing, and yes, it was Flipside. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we're sitting here trying to figure out. Looks like the power came back, but oh God, I don't know what to tell you. It's an exercise maybe in futility. It's hard to say. So let's see what we got. Cindy in Norwich is calling back. Well, I think with a request. What do you want to hear, Cindy? Okay, we lost Cindy. All right, or maybe we never had her. I don't know. Well, I think we did, but nonetheless, let's talk to Sam and Gurney. What's happening, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate it, and happy Fourth to you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. You know, I was calling with regard to Dick Biondi, and I want to say right up in front, I think bar none, apart from possibly Wolfman Jack, Dick Biondi was my favorite record spinner of all time. And always admired him and loved listening to him on the radio, such a warm heart and all that. And I had the good fortune three times in life to meet him personally, which was a blessing to me. But I was really curious what maybe somebody out there might know or what you might know, because on each of those three occasions that I actually met him personally, one time was at the Lamb's Farm in Libertyville, Illinois. Another time was at the Taste of Chicago. And, which was the last time I saw him. And prior to that, I believe it was St. Anastasia's Church. There was a sock hop.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a church, but I think it was St. Anastasia's Church. And there was a sock hop, and he called. I was fortunate to get called out onto the dance floor, and I actually won the contest, which was wonderful. And he was wonderful to me on the floor and stuff. But after each of those occasions, the first time when I met him at Lamb's Farm and I approached him, because he was such a warm-hearted guy on radio and stuff, I would just walk up. I went to step up to him, and when I asked for his autograph, he wouldn't sign an autograph for me, and he was actually pretty cold. Well, I thought he might be having a bad day. The second time was at the St. Anastasia's, and afterwards I asked him for an autograph, and he totally dissed me. And the third time, at the Taste of Chicago, I approached his, he was under a small top tent, and I approached him and started to talk to him, and he walked away. And maybe it says more about me than it does about him, but I was just curious if anybody might know anything about that, like if he had some kind of a disconnect with people on a personal level where he was very warm-hearted on the radio.
Well, I don't know about that answer directly. I can't guarantee that. But for one thing, well, there's so many ways to parse this. But also, when you're at remotes, very often you're dealing with a lot of people. You're dealing with all sorts of things going on. And by the time you're ready to walk out of there, you're just so burned out. It's not unusual that you might slightly lose your cool. More than anything, I think. Now, as far as not signing autographs, a lot of people don't do that just because, for the most part, most people just throw them away, or worse than that, they sell them, you know. So it's sort of like, why would I want to do that? But I would say I wouldn't judge a personality by how they were at a remote, because there are so many moving parts to that you hit them at the wrong time, and it's just someone might unload on you, you know.
So. Yeah, and I appreciate that. And just to add to that, I had the good fortune back in the 70s to meet Johnny Cash at a concert. And I remember it was very brief, but we shook hands, and he was coming down the ramp, and he'd actually done a second song I'd requested from the edge of the stage. And he said, "This is for these two boys here." We were teens. And he did the song, and then when he was coming down, we were so excited to meet him, and we shook hands with him, but he seemed rather cold, and it wasn't until I saw the movie Walk the Line that I picked up on why he carried that chip on his shoulder.
Well, there's a lot of things, but as I say again, with remotes and live appearances, you just don't know. And I don't think there's anybody who's done enough of them who can't recall a time when they unloaded on somebody for whatever reason. God knows I've done it.
Yeah, no, and that's why I ask, is because, like I said, I mean, he was always beautiful on the radio and never had a, you know, I mean, I just loved listening to him and always did. But, you know, and you try not to take those things personally, but you're meeting your I guess, hero it would seem at the time when you're a kid.
Right.
And you're like, wow, you know, you get set back because you just really don't know. But
yeah,
real life is real life, and who knows what he was thinking about and or going through each one of those days. And so that's why I just called and thought I'd ask. I didn't know if it was a habit or, you know.
No, you know, I hadn't heard that about Dick. So if I had, I'd tell you, because there are a number of people who, you know, their persona on the radio is nothing like what they are off the radio. I mean, totally night and day. So there are people like that. But no, I think Dick was an emotional guy. There's no doubt about that. Anybody who knew him personally knows that. And of course, you know, just like when he cold cocked the sales manager at WLS, you know, he was very emotional. And when you have somebody like that, sure, in a live setting, you know, it just might be the wrong moment or the wrong day or whatever. And
looked like the guy he cold cocked.
Yeah. Oh, I doubt that. I doubt that. It was probably more about what was going on at the moment. And so, gotcha. Yeah, I would.
All right.
I would
not judge
him for that.
Thank you for weighing in on that, and I appreciate it so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Have a good night. Bless you.
Yeah, I remember years ago when I was at WLAC, yeah, somebody who had wanted me to interview, and he was hot at the time, the guy who did Alley-Oop, Gary S. Paxton. And he had this comeback because, you know, it was years after Alley-Oop, and it was right about the time that he started writing. He wrote the theme for the PTL Club show, if you're ready for that. And, yeah, he had a thing with Tammy Faye, and Jim Baker would get all mad and pull the theme and all that stuff. And so the guy, you know, he's, I want you to interview Gary Pack, but now you wouldn't bring up anything about that PTO, would you? Well, you know, I just unloaded on him. Firstly, I didn't really want to interview the guy anyway, but secondly, not that anything against it, I just didn't have any real Jones to do it. But you're gonna tell me what I'm gonna say, forget about it. So, I remember that because usually I wouldn't bite somebody's head off, but I sure did with that guy. So there you have it. I'm sure everybody who's ever done a live appearance has those stories. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and we'll pick it up there in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. Hope Renard was still listening. And Johnny Goen called back to say, yeah, I forgot Renard's request. That was it. I'm so sorry. The Supremes in the Evening of Our Love. And you can get that on CD now. Yes, that is a Supreme Rarities 1960-69, Lost and Found. All right, let the music play. So there you have it, in the Evening of Our Love. 888-876-5593. 888-8888. Raleigh, I don't know why I'm giving the phone number out, because we're not going to have time to do anything, I'm pretty sure, other than, you know, talk to you guys who've been hanging on there. And what I was going to say, I don't know what I was going to say is the truth, but absolutely, I don't know what I was going to say. But it'll be a live show tomorrow from somewhere. I don't know from where yet. And so with that in mind, Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio. No, Mark left us. Well, he was bound to do that. Oh, well. Good night, Mark. Hopefully, it was a good 4th of July for you guys. Clearly, it hasn't been for me, but talking to you has been fun. Now, Cindy might be calling back with a request. I don't know. Are you there, Cindy?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact title of it is, but that song, it came out when I was in around second grade. I just more of a radio person than a TV person. But then, anyhow, it was Me and Mrs. Jones Have a Thing.
Yeah, that's the name of it, Me and Mrs. Jones. Absolutely. That's the title of it. And it was Billy Paul who did that.
So then, anyhow, I met Dick Biondi at a toy drive at Randhurst Mall in, what is that, Mount Prospect. I brought toys to his toy drive. And he was real nice. I never met him. You know, that was probably the first celebrity I ever met.
Uh-huh. Well, good.
But, I don't think one night for Dick Biondi is enough.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about him anytime somebody wants to call and do that. And I will, we've run out of songs for tonight, but I'll save Me and Mrs. Jones, which was on Philadelphia International, was a huge hit. I will play that for you tomorrow night.
And then there's another one that came, you know, when I was in second grade, we sing that song to the second grade teacher. And then the other one from Burt Bacharach, What Do You Get When You Fall in Love?
Yeah, we probably won't be playing that for you. But I will play Me and Mrs. Jones.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Both of those songs.
Well, certainly Me and Mrs. Jones, but you'll have to hear Burt Bacharach somewhere else. All right, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, yeah, because if I really don't like them, I don't play them. Because that was the whole thing. Originally, bumpers were just for me. And, I've actually left jobs if they don't let me play the bumpers I want to play. Because it's sort of what keeps me going. And if it coincides with what you like, yeah, like Stephanie asking for the Spiders. Good stuff. But sure, I'll be happy to play Billy Paul, who sadly is no longer with us either, and died in 2016 in Blackwood, New Jersey. But boy, I'll tell you, 1972 was his year all the way around. And Gamblin' Huff and big stuff. It was number one. And a huge, huge hit. So 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And we'll close it out tonight with James on the South Side, who sends us 4,832 stories. Hello, James.
How are you? Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Okay, my phone basically was acting up earlier when I tried to call. And so I said, let me wait a while. Maybe it'll start acting right. And yesterday, we didn't want to do anything either, so I said, Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was, okay, there was a little bit more about that couple that died down in Mexico.
What do you know?
Apparently, they're saying they died of some mysterious substance that they're inhaling or come in contact with.
Well, that doesn't tell us much, does it?
No. The only clue seems to be is that a few days before, they had been in the hospital for something attributed to food poisoning.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, and then it's like, then they listed some rather weird cases, and they thought that initially they had been another victim of some inhaling carbon monoxide.
Right.
outside.
Right. No, and I had heard that, Abby Lutz and John Heathcoe. And the only reason it really interested me, other than it's a human interest story, is John Heathcoe has a business that sells supplements, and I actually take a couple of his supplements. It's Less Labs. Anyway, he died of intoxication by an undetermined substance was the last I heard, which, of course, means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's like he might as well be a substance unknown.
Well, and again, this is a guy who's like Mr. Health Addict. I doubt it was a recreational drug. I mean, anything's possible, but it doesn't sound like it with this guy. So
no,
I'll be curious to find out what the and you know, now we're talking, this is a few weeks now. So why is this substance still unidentified?
Well, you want to know something? Some might say, is there some other angle going on here?
Well, I'm curious. That's for sure. But I haven't seen anything there. But then again, you know, if I thought I was having a bad day, 7 decapitated bodies found in front of a church in El Paso. Oh man, you know.
Let's just say,
suddenly my day is going well.
Heads will roll.
Right.
We didn't mean that.
Now, here's the next one. Border agents stopped Tesla loaded with migrants in camouflage. Now, that's not your everyday border crossing at El Paso. So,
No. I think that as that movie once said, it's a mad, mad world.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the hits just keep on coming. So,
and I looked, I'm like thinking, okay, then somebody in body armor is going around shooting them for reasons unknown in Philadelphia. They did catch him.
Oh man, yeah, it really does make you wonder. But yeah, I saw that when you had sent that article about new details emerge about the couple in L.A. Except there aren't any new details. I mean, intoxication by an undetermined substance. Okay, so they're saying we've ruled out gas inhalation. All right. Well, we still don't know what this was. And the show has ended. I will talk to you tomorrow night. Call me tomorrow night. And on that note, it's a wrap. Right now. Okay, bye. We'll thank Bob for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, and especially you for calling. It was a wonderful 4th of July. Please do it again tomorrow night. I'm probably going to be very tired 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.